Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Welcome to episode 37 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. It has been a minute.
Yeah.
We have not recorded in almost 3 weeks. 3 weeks tomorrow.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Damn!
So, today, for our drinks, we went on a little field trip before recording. So instead of one of us grabbing something and kind of surprising the other, we just browsed Binny's, which is the liquor store here, liquor, alcohol, wine, beer, all the things store here in Chicago. Is it a, I don't know if it's a chain outside of like Chicagoland or not. Do you have any idea?
I don't know.
So we are going to dinner tonight. We're going to Italian. And so we knew we were going to have wine with dinner. So right. We thought about doing wine, but we decided, let's do sangria, because I feel like these pre-mixed sangrias get a bad rep.
And this one just like looks cute. Like if you're watching, they're like little polka dotted bottles. Like we're gonna post a picture, but this is the brand.
I have no idea. Lolea?
I think it's Italian now.
Yeah, but how? I mean, yeah, I don't speak know. Italian. So yeah, we just thought they looked super cute.
Yeah.
And so we grabbed the red one and the white one, and we're gonna try them both.
Yeah.
I just realized we might need a bottle opener to get these open.
100%.
Okay, BRB. All right, let's try this again. Ooh, it smells very fruity, which again is, I feel like, the reputation of like a pre-made sangria is that it's super sugary, super sweet, gonna give you a really bad hangover.
So mine is...
Oh, yeah.
It's sparkling drink made with white wine, citrus, and peach.
Oh, it also says Spain. It's definitely Spanish, not Italian.
That's really embarrassing for me, honestly.
Well, oh well. Each household in Spain has its own sangria recipe. And in Casa Lolea, is how I would pronounce it if I was like reading in Spanish, we have our own blend with a frizzante touch. It also has some bubbles, but it doesn't say anything about the other flavors in the red.
The back bars are different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mine has like
calories. Yours has the nutritional facts.
Which I'm not enjoying reading.
Also, what, this is 7%. What's yours say?
5.5.
Whoa.
So it's a big difference. But red tends to be heavier anyway.
Typically, so. Yeah. Okay, well.
All right, cheers.
It's actually pretty good. Oh, you don't think so? You don't like the white one?
No, I think I do. I like the red one better.
Oh, I was not expecting that from you. I like the red one better too. Partially though, the white one definitely has more bubbles. They both have sparkling hints to them, but the white one is more fizzy. The white one is very strong in peach flavor. Like it is very much a peach.
Yeah, sangria. I feel like I struggle with like mango and peach flavor things. I feel like they can be like too intense.
Yeah.
But I like it.
I also think once it gets a little watered down and colder with the ice, I think it will be a little bit better.
Yeah.
The red one is really good. It is sweet, but it is not that sweet. Like, I've had much sweeter sangrias that I didn't like.
I'm getting, like, a hint of, like you know, maybe I shouldn't say this. I don't want to, like, ruin it. Like, when perfume is, like, expired and it, like, smells really, like...
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever smelled an expired perfume.
Okay, never mind.
I also feel like it's hard. Like, it's one thing for us to say, like, oh, it's really good or really bad, but everybody's preferences are different. Everyone's taste buds are different. Charlie, no.
Charlie's been, like, breaking into these.
Yeah, I can't. My office door needs some attention.
Anyways.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I tried to get comfortable for this episode, and I've had to get up, like, multiple times.
Yes.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna drink it. I'm enjoying it now.
Yeah, I feel like when I make sangria from scratch, which we were just talking to mom about, her red sangria recipe, which she has transitioned to that white recipe, but she used to make pretty consistently just a red sangria recipe.
Yeah.
This tastes very similar to that.
I almost like, which is crazy, I feel like I really like her white sangria, but it doesn't do anything. Like, I feel like no matter how many glasses you have, you
never
get
buzzed. No.
Or buzz, but when you have the red one, it's like, you do.
Yeah.
For sure. So maybe we need to talk to her about that, about like, maybe like spiking that a little bit or something.
But she does, she puts vodka in it.
I know, but
yeah, I don't know. And she doesn't put vodka in the red one. The red one's just red wine and juice.
Well.
So, I don't know. But this tastes like that with a little bit of bubbles and maybe a little bit more sugar.
Yeah.
So I don't even know where to start. And I don't even honestly have anything on a list because I just assumed we haven't seen each other in a long time that we were just gonna have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
So where do you want to start?
Something exciting we can start with.
Okay.
That I haven't even told mom yet. Cause I was like, I kind of wanted it to be a surprise, but I think you can tell me if I should tell mom or not. But, so you know I'm getting my hair done tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm doing a little bit, I'm still gonna be like blonde-ish. Like, I'm going kind of the like strawberry blonde route, I think more so than like the yellow blonde.
Okay.
But I'm doing something.
Are you gonna chop it off?
No. I'm not chopping it.
Are you gonna get bangs? Like actual bangs?
No.
Okay.
No. You can, it'll pop up the picture because she'll pop up the picture of when it's done.
We'll pop up the inspo picture first.
So the inspo is.
And no, I don't think you should tell mom. I think you should wait until after you get it.
The inspo is like wispy bangs. So like not straight across bangs, but like, you know how I used to have like this kind of look?
Yeah.
I want like straight across. But see, like not like.
Yeah.
I want it to be like organically like built in, and it can always be like, I can always push them to the side or like whatever. I just like want a change, like
as the person who did that. Now I did like the straight across blunt bangs. Mm-hmm. They were just such a pain in the ass. Like and your hair grows fast, right? Like mine.
Yeah.
And so they just like get in your eyes, and you can't just like wear your hair natural air dry because your bangs need attention. Like they can't just like air dry and look good.
Yeah, I know. But okay. I think I really want to do it.
All right. Well, it's just hair. It grows back.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to tell her.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't think you should.
Yeah.
Obviously, by the time this episode airs, Allie will have gotten her hair cut. And so we will post the after picture of what she ends up getting.
Yeah.
That is exciting. I don't know why I anticipated maybe a little bit more exciting because you haven't actually done it yet.
No. But like
a decision you made.
I made the decision and I'm sticking with it.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. And strawberry, Jordan, you just want to be more like me and Parker?
Well, like.
Okay.
You know, just like a little bit more of like an orangey tone.
Okay.
Than like.
The yellow tone.
Like, my hair's not blonde enough for this, but, like,
you yeah, know,
like
I hear what you're saying. Okay.
And, like, who knows? I might end up more going this route where it's, like, still, like, a side bang just on both sides.
A side bang on both sides.
But, like, you know.
Yeah. That also could be just how you style it. Like,
right.
Those two pictures could have been the same bang, but one styled them in front and one styled them to the side. Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
You just want me to go down my list?
Yeah. I didn't actually make a list because I just figured, like, things would come up because we haven't done this in 3 weeks, so.
Okay. Kind of talking about shows and, like, stuff like that. So there's a new documentary out on Netflix called America's Sweethearts, and it's about the Dallas
Cowboys. Oh, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Yeah, I haven't watched it.
I watched it.
Okay.
It was really good.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good. I want to watch it. I just haven't yet.
Yeah, so maybe you watch it, and then we can, like.
Okay. Is it like a one-time, like a movie, or is it like a show?
It's a show. It's like 7 episodes, and it's about like the auditions and the season of 2023.
Okay.
So.
Because there used to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader show that was
it's
like.
It's called Making the Team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I watched that years ago, but this is not that.
No.
This is like a documentary series.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do want to watch it.
Yeah, it's super good.
Yeah.
I was very entertained by it.
They are definitely, like, the cheerleading team, like, of the NFL.
Yeah. Like, they're just such iconic people.
They absolutely are.
And the shit that, like, they go through.
Yeah, I've heard some snippets of it from other podcasts that I listen to that have watched it and talked about it.
Just, like, the mental and physical, like, toll that they take is just insane.
And the lack of pay that they get.
Yeah.
Like, and
they're all like working other jobs.
Right, they all have other full-time jobs that they have to work to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Which is bananas.
Yeah.
Okay, I will watch it. We also never really concluded if we're gonna like watch So You Think You Can Dance or what we're gonna do there.
Oh, when does that come out?
It's already come out. Like, it already happened. It's done. But we just have to decide, like, are we gonna watch one episode a week so we can talk about it each week?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay. So maybe between now and next week, we watch episode 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else on the show front?
Yes. Okay, so something about me. For a while, I was into crime. For a long time.
Okay.
When there was a lot of stuff that, like, was happening in the world, like, that was, like, really intense, like, the Idaho stuff, like, all that, I kind of backed off because it was, like, just, like, really too close to home. Like, it was just, like, scaring me. Like, I was just, like, not about it. But, like, before I'd be, like, listening to, like, put her in a suitcase and threw her in a river. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, so, I've started, like, to dabble a little bit more in, like, the crime documentaries and stuff.
Okay.
And I watch this one, because I heard about it from a podcast, Giggly Squad, and it's called The Perfect Wife, and it's on Hulu.
Is it that book? I've seen people read a book called The Perfect Wife.
I think it might be based off this story.
The same story, okay.
It's about Sherry Papini. Do you care if I tell you about it?
No.
Okay, well, if you don't like hearing about crime, then you can skip this. But, like, you know, whatever. It's not like that. It's not, like, gruesome or anything.
Okay.
But basically, like, so she and her husband have two kids.
Okay.
And one day she, like, goes out for a run and she, like, doesn't come home. And, like, they find, like, her phone and her earphones and, like, a piece of her hair, like, on the corner, like a mile from their house.
Okay.
So she's, like, gone. She's gone for, like, 22 days.
Okay.
Like, it's a worldwide, like, search. Like, everybody knows about it. Like, you know, it's, like, this huge thing. And there was, like, another abduction, like, that was, like, really similar to hers that happened to, like, a younger girl, like, 10 years prior or something like that. So they were, like, trying to connect the two and, like, trying to connect the dots. Like, did searches, all this stuff. 22 days later, it's Thanksgiving. She's found on the side of the road, like, chained up. Like, zip ties on her hand, like, bruising everywhere, and, like, branding on her back. And so, like, I feel like the whole time you're like, oh, it's the husband. Because, like, you're watching this show called The Perfect Wife, and so you assume it has something to do with the husband.
Right, they're building it up.
And they set it up to, like, make it feel like it's the husband that did something. And I really probably should stop there because I don't think I want to spoil it if no one's seen it.
Yeah.
But actually, just don't listen to the next 30 seconds. Because okay. I do want to just, like, tell you. Because you're not going to watch it, right?
Probably not.
Yeah, okay. So, but, like, if you want to watch it, like, don't listen to the next, like, couple minutes. Like, just skip to the next part.
Which, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, we are now putting timestamps in the description. So you can just skip on ahead to the next topic.
Mm-hmm. One of the suspects come up and it's, like, her, like, ex-boyfriend or something or whatever. But anyway, so she's found, but she's, like, really traumatized.
Sure. So she can't obviously tell them who it was.
So then she starts, like, telling them it was two Latino women that, like, had her at gunpoint, like, put her in a van, like, all this stuff. Went so in-depth with this story that got the FBI involved and a sketch artist involved to draw these women that she was explaining that, like, abducted her. And then, like, explained, like, the room that she was in, what happened with the branding, like, all of this stuff.
Okay.
And then, you know, years pass by and they're, like, it basically is kind of, like, pushed under the rug. But the FBI agent who was, like, on the case, like, still, like, was doing research and, like, trying to figure things out, whatever. And thought that these two women were just, like, at large and, like, they were never going to find them. So then it comes out 4 years later. So it happened in 2016. In 2020, they connect the dots and essentially find out that based off of, like, all of the research that the husband had done with, like, trying to, like, draw out the room that she was in for those 22 days and, like, what everything looked like, you know, cops, FBI and stuff, like, found, like, the house that, like, matched the description, like, all this stuff, like, over time she started remembering stuff, you know. So when they find the house, they, like, go there, and the closet was described very specifically. It had, like, a rod in the middle of it, which is what she was chained to, and that's, like, you don't build a closet with a rod in the middle of it. That's not normal. So when they saw that at this house, they were like, oh, this is the house. And it turned out to be her ex-boyfriend's house.
Oh.
And he goes, yeah, I picked her up. So she faked her entire abduction.
To protect this guy?
No. She just literally faked her abduction. For no reason.
Oh, he picked her up, like, on purpose.
He picked her up on purpose because she told him to, like, hit her with hockey sticks and, like, hit her with, like, hockey pucks and brand her.
Why?
Like, and then, like, she had rashes all over her because she was scrubbing his house, like, and the ex-boyfriend was like, yeah, like, I don't know what was going on, but, like, that's a whole another thing, like, why he didn't realize something was literally wrong.
Weird, yeah.
And she said, I was watching my family, like, the entire time try to find me, like, whatever, like, two kids, like, under the age of 10, and then spent those 4 years, like, just, like, pretending like nothing happened, like, insane. Anyways, she went to prison for, like, 18 months, and then, like,
for faking it?
For faking a kidnapping, that's like a felony.
I guess yeah. That makes sense, yeah, all the time you wasted of all the people.
And the racist profile, like, racial, like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't forget, wow. You were literally on a vacation just abusing yourself on purpose. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And it's just, like, so sad because you can see how much, like, now her ex-husband, but, like, you can see how much, like, it affected him and how, like, he was, like, he felt so targeted because social media was, like, it's always the husband, so, like, it's him, it's him, it's him, and, like, he was, like, I didn't know, like, it was just so hard for him.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, very
interesting. Yeah, I don't know if the book is based on the same story, but it probably is.
Yeah, probably.
Because the name is the
same. It's very, like, Gone Girl vibes. Yeah,
so I like crime from a fiction standpoint. I love SVU. I love, like, those kinds of TV shows. But I've never gotten into, like, the true crime stuff that's based on, like, the true stories.
Yeah, no, like, I love it.
Never. I don't know.
Well, so then that brings me into, like, the other day you said you didn't know who Gypsy Rose Blanchard was.
No.
That just, like, blows my mind.
So who is she?
Okay. If you've ever heard of the show The Act, or the story of Gypsy Rose Blanchard, it's basically about this girl who was, her entire life growing up, I don't remember what the term is called for faking sickness, like, yeah.
Where you, like,
it's something by proxy.
Where, like, you're faking sickness, or you're faking, making someone else be sick?
Making someone else be sick.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, let me just give you, like, the quick, like, AI synopsis of this. Like
on Google, how it says now AI generated,
yeah,
at the top,
like,
of Google. I have no idea. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know.
Okay, but basically, like, her entire life growing up, her mom gave her, like, a fake sickness,
okay,
essentially. Like, she had her in a real wheelchair. She underwent surgeries.
Okay.
She had teeth extractions, she was taking medication that she didn't need, she was bald, she was, like, all of these things,
yeah,
like, growing up, and, like, she was not sick at all.
Right.
So then she killed her mom.
Oh, okay, good.
Because, I mean, fairly valid, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but she went to prison, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so she went to prison. She got out of prison, like, I wanna say, like, 6-ish months ago.
Okay.
And then was with her husband. She, like, has a husband. Like, I think that she met in, like, I don't know. But they just divorced. And now she's with this other guy. And they're pregnant.
Okay.
But the show The Act with Joey King is, like, the whole, like, story.
Okay.
So.
Is it, like, a fiction show? Or is it, like,
know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just, like, can't believe you haven't heard it. No, it's not fiction because it's her story.
No, okay, so real, like, whatever it's called when they make it a,
like,
show based,
like,
on something.
That was her. Like, this is her now.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I get away with not knowing things, but when Allie asked me, I was like, I'm busy living my own life that I don't know what happened in somebody else's life.
Yeah. Well, I guess on a happier note, speaking of people who are pregnant, Margot Robbie.
I saw that! Barbie is pregnant!
Yay!
Yay for Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
How many people thought when you said that it was gonna be me? I guess since we're drinking sangria, probably zero. Or hopefully zero.
Yeah.
Mm. That is gonna be the biggest giveaway, though. How are we gonna get away with that on the podcast?
I mean, hopefully you'll just announce it.
No.
We could announce it on the podcast. It's not,
yeah, but I'm not... I'm still not going to announce it. Like, we'll be recording and you will know, but I won't be announcing it publicly.
Well, maybe when you get to the point where it's, like, on the horizon, we just do, like, a series.
Start non-alcoholic. Yeah. So you people will never know. That's true. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Anyway, yeah, I feel like TV-wise, I'm just haven't had time. And I've been watching the new House of the Dragon each week, and that's pretty much it. That's all I've been watching.
Oh, yeah, I'm on season 5 of Game of Thrones.
Love that for you.
So that's exciting. Can only handle it in small doses.
That's a lot.
I have to be, like, in the mood to watch it for sure. But I've also just been on, like, the biggest Love Island kick. Like, Love Island USA is so good this season.
You and all of my Instagram feed.
So, like, watch
No,
it.
I'm not watching
Actually,
reality TV.
I have something to talk about.
Oh, jeez.
And it's really hypocritical of me because I watch Love Island, but let me start off by saying I understand that Love Island is all, like, pretty, like...
Scripted?
Oh, actually, Love Island is not.
Oh.
Love Island, there's not even cameramen, like, around, like, in reality TV shows. There's just cameras everywhere, like, in the villa.
Like Big Brother.
So, yeah, so it's not like you feel like... It's like this, you know?
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Love Island's way more real.
Okay.
The Bachelorette is what I'm going to talk about. But Love Island, like, I understand that it's very, like, you know, they're all in, like, bikinis all the time. And, like, really, like, they're all, like, really skinny. And all the guys are really fit. And, like, that's just the point of the show.
Yeah.
I think it would, like...
A bunch of conventionally attractive...
And it's honestly fun to make fun of, like... how perfect they are sometimes. Like, I feel like that's just the show.
Okay.
But when you talk about something, like, really, like, real and raw, like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, for example, which is not, like, real in the sense where it's, like, definitely scripted, but, like, real in the sense where it's, like, oh, I'm trying to find love, I'm trying to get engaged, where, like, okay. Love Island is kind of also just a competition show.
Right. Okay.
So The Bachelorette this year is Jen. Like, no hate to, like, the people that, like, really like her. I don't think that she's, like, a bad option for a Bachelorette. I just think she's really boring. And I think that if the Bachelorette franchise wants to continue, they need to start, like, having people be, like, entertaining. And she's the first Asian American Bachelorette, so it's, like, a big deal. Speaking of first, there was also the first contestant, like, guy. Well, yeah.
As a contestant?
Kind of, yeah. That was, like, plus size. That, like, came out of the limo, like, whatever. He went home the first night.
Of course he
barely got any screen time. Okay. Not surprising. But then I think about it, and I'm like, God forbid they had someone plus size be the Bachelor, the Bachelorette, mm-hmm. right? Like, that, you know? And then I think about it, and I'm like, well, no, I don't think I would want that to happen, because then the only thing that they would talk about is how it's the first plus-size person, or, like, first, like, person with curves that's, like, the Bachelorette, or the, like, and it's, like, that's not what's, like, how would people feel if it's, like, oh, this is the skinniest person we've ever had is the Bachelorette or the Bachelor, like, that's not, like, you just don't say that.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like that's where, like, this, like, love reality TV show franchise situation, I think, is just, like, messed up, because it's just like,
yeah, they've never done it, and so now to do it would be a pivot. But I mean, truthfully, like, could they do it without talking about it?
Yes.
Well, they did,
they?
Kind of.
But would,
yeah,
they?
I don't know.
No.
Can they make that guy? That guy should just be the Bachelor next season.
Well, the problem is like, they say, like, oh, apply, 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 and then all they do is just make it the one of the people who was, like, the Fake. Last person right. in the previous season. So anyways, I personally will not be watching this season. I was disappointed with the first episode. I don't know what happened to the budget on that show. Respectfully, like, it's just, like, I'm not entertained in the slightest. I was just, like, really thinking about that.
That's a bummer.
Because it's really, it's, I, like, love seeing, like, a guy that, like, just, like, wasn't conventional, like, wasn't, right. like, how everybody else looked.
Right.
And, like, he was so funny and, like, had personality, and then, like, just, like, was
well, I feel like they tried to do that when they did, like, the older Bachelorette guy, or Bachelor guy, right? They tried to do something different with age.
Yeah, I just think, like, it didn't really work.
No, it didn't. I mean.
And yeah. I just, like, I wasn't entertained by that either. I think it would be, like, more entertaining for, like, a 40-something or, like, 50-something divorcee.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, like, someone who, like, lost their spouse. Like, I feel like it's just, like, a different...
No, you're
different
right.
Different void you're filling.
He, like, was a widower. I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't,
being a widow, I just feel like it's a different, like void you're filling, or a different, like, placement.
Agreed.
Where it's, like, when you're divorced, like, you're ready for that. And, like,
yeah.
all he talked about was...
His...
You know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's just... I don't know. That's personally how I feel, but...
No, that makes sense. I do think that there's a difference between, yeah, losing your spouse and being divorced.
Right.
So. That I would agree. If they're going to do something different age-wise, it would be more entertaining for it to be somebody who has been married, was divorced, but
yeah.
is older.
Yeah. Okay, well, speaking of, like, films, And thanks. Funny story.
Your transitions, I love them. Yeah. Okay.
Funny story, Family Henry is already in the works to become a movie.
I thought you were going to tell me a funny story. I thought you were saying funny story, and you were going to tell a funny story.
No, sorry.
Sad.
Apologies for the disappointment.
Great. Okay. Funny story, the book is already going to be turned into a movie. Is that going to be Emily Henry's first?
Yes.
Okay.
Adaptation.
Fun.
I'm also, what did I just finish? I don't know, but I'm reading Powerless right now by Lauren Roberts.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
What is it?
It's fantasy.
Fantasy?
Like fantasy romance, like kind of like a Fourth Wing type situation.
Oh, okay.
But like not Fourth Wing, because there's no, it's not Fourth Wing. It's like just in that genre.
Okay. Like there's magic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like kings. And
okay. I finished the second Court of Thorns and Roses book. It was good. The ending was great. Overall, the book was good, but I feel like it got a lot of hype that like the second one's the best one in the series. And so I feel like I had all these expectations for the second one that like it was good, but it wasn't like mind-blowingly good.
Yeah.
But the ending was great to the point that I like immediately had to start the third one because I needed to know what happened next.
Okay, I'm excited for this journey for you. I really should have started this journey.
Together, but you could probably start now and still catch up at some point because you have a lot more time to read than I do.
I don't though. Like, speaking of, like, I am just like unbelievably busy in this next month before I go to Italy. Like, I do not have a day. Don't have one singular day.
This is my tiny violin that I'm playing for you. Because how much of that is stuff you put on yourself?
Not a lot. I'm running two weddings. I have two weddings in September for my business that I had to do final walkthroughs for. And running two weddings requires like a lot of prep ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've run one this year yet. The only stuff on myself are things that I've like committed to. Like, I'm not going to not go to my friend's wedding.
Well, yeah, I didn't mean that, but just like,
or bridal shower, or honestly, not a lot of this I put on myself. Most none of it.
Well, we should probably pull out our calendars then and figure out our filming before you go to Italy. So we're,
well, during the weekdays at nights is not.
Oh, you mean like weekend? You don't have any weekend days?
Yeah.
Got it. Maybe I should have made a list because I don't even know. We got home Monday night late and I just feel like I have been running on fumes all week.
Yeah.
And I also slept funny on my neck and so I like can't turn my neck without it hurting.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
And I feel like
I actually have a trick for you.
Okay. The older I get also, I feel like the recovery from this, it takes more than.
So when we're done, sit on the chair in the dining room. You have to sit on like a flat surface. Put your hands underneath like your butt and then just like go like that. And because right now it's a pinched nerve. So if you go like that, you'll extend it. And when I did that, it went away.
Okay. Because I basically spent all of yesterday with a heating pad on my neck because I just like couldn't.
Yeah, that's not going to help. It's a pinched nerve. It's not going to help. It's not like a muscle or like a.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The heating pad doesn't help?
No.
Oh. The look that she's giving me now, y'all. No. Like, guess you can learn something from your younger sibling.
Exciting news, though. I'm getting my photos done tomorrow for my business.
Yeah, that's right. That's so exciting.
So hopefully my hair turns out good.
That's right.
But, like,
your hair right before, like,
I don't care.
You're paying for photos.
It'll be worth it. I have my outfits picked out. I'm so excited. I'm just so excited to, like, get my business cards and, like, really, like, start to, like...
market yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're getting married in Chicago...
Yeah.
Cloud 9.
Cloud 9 events.
Which I didn't even think about this till the other day, but I asked Allie if she'd ever watched the show Superstore, which... if you've never watched it, it's like it's a sitcom-y type show, you know, 20-minute episodes about a bunch of people. Did you just spill on yourself? Mm-hmm. Who work in essentially the equivalent of a Walmart, but it's called Cloud 9.
Yeah.
I have never shipped a couple in a TV show so hard as Superstore, which is so, yeah, it is interesting. Because most of the time, me, when I watch TV shows, I like, especially sitcom ones like that, I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand the couple we're supposed to be cheering for and, like, whatever, right? Like, in Friends, you know, it's Ross and Rachel. In New Girl, it's
Nick and
what's her name? Jess. Jess. But in Superstore, I was very much like, oh my God, when are they gonna get together? I want them to get together.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm not gonna watch it though.
It's fun.
I like sitcoms. Yeah, I have not even seen Friends. Silence is loud. What were we talking about? Oh yeah.
Cloud Nine.
So I decided to call it Cloud Nine because obviously like on your wedding day, you feel like you're on Cloud Nine.
Sure.
I hear it all the time. And I just like the idea of like dreamy and like blue is my favorite color. So like just like blue and white. It's just like my.
Yeah. No, I like it.
Vibe, but it's my website and a picture from the photos that I took.
The person who doesn't, your photos will not be done by the time I need to edit this episode. Unless she gives you like one sneak peek photo maybe.
Maybe.
But the person who doesn't edit the episode who's always like, pop this up, pop that up. I'm like, giving me extra work to do.
But it's fun. Like, other people who have podcasts, like, they just have captions on it, and it's, like, always little pictures. Like, how do they do that?
What do you mean, how do they do that?
They just like, constantly put pictures.
Yeah.
Them. That sounds like, so much work.
It is so much work.
Whatever. You don't have to put my website there.
I will put it up. I'm just giving you shit, because every time I edit, and Allie's like, pop this up, I'm like, okay, let me go grab that. What we should also do, though, that would save a little bit of effort is as soon as we're done recording this, like all those inspo pictures of your hair and your logo, like send me the picture now. So it's like, I don't have to ask you for it, you know?
Okay.
Anyway.
For sure.
What else?
Why have we got a neon sign yet?
Okay. So remember how I told you that I was adding the podcast to my goals
for
this quarter? Well, the quarter just started for me on Monday because I was out of town.
Oh, okay.
And my goal each week is to not only do the regular podcast stuff, like editing and getting the reel ready for Instagram and all that stuff, but then spend like an hour-ish on another project, like another podcast-related project.
Oh.
And I have a whole list of things.
Fun.
And the sign is, I know you are. The sign is one of them.
Okay.
I just haven't gotten there yet because it's literally week one. And I didn't have my full work hours this week because I was out of town.
No worries.
So, I will get there.
No
it will
stress.
Get ordered.
And there no will stress.
Be a sign. Someday. It will be so cute. Making a family tree is on that list.
Update on my volleyball league.
Oh, yeah. Volleyball because, star.
No, because I was so bad at volleyball. And why did I just get a notification for a reservation? I canceled that, right? Please hold. Okay, so I had an event on Wednesday because we had like a salad shoot at work and it was featured in the Chicago Style Weddings magazine. I lived in the paper goods, so, you know.
I remember when you were freaking out about that and had to like send them to
the That's why I decided to not pursue that. Cloud Nine designs sound really cute, but like it's just not my forte. I have it as like an add-on for my business. Like I'll like create something on like Canva, because like listen, like I pay for Canva Pro. I'm not paying like $1 billion for Adobe whatever.
I still will always recommend to people, like, you pick out a design in Zola or the Knot, and then you just like stick with it. Like we use the same theme or whatever it's called.
Yeah, no, that's what
for
I suggest.
The save the dates, the invites, the place cards, the programs, like whatever, and it's all just there. And the colors I picked and all that jazz. Anyway.
But, so I was supposed to not go to volleyball because I wasn't going to get done until our volleyball game at 8:30. And then I miraculously got home in time and I was like, I have FOMO, fear of missing out. And
do you really just define FOMO?
Some people may not know what FOMO is, so I just want to make sure they know.
Okay.
It's a real fear of mine.
I think most people know what FOMO is at this point.
Okay, well, I was like, I'm going to go to this volleyball game. I've never played better. Ever.
Were you buzzed?
Really? No, because I was driving.
I always forget how cute your little dimple is.
Aw, that's so sweet. That's so cutesy of you.
Anyway. Anyway, you played great.
Really great. 6 serves in a row, 6 points. I almost stole the game. I almost stole the whole game. And then it was game point. And then I was like diving. I was getting dirty on the sand. I came home and I needed like 2 showers. I was so dirty from the sand. I was like, setting it.
I'm so proud of
Who
you.
Who sets? Like, You know, like when you,
okay, Allie,
when you set instead of like, you know.
So proud of you.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So what else happened while I was gone?
Parker got a tattoo.
Oh yes, I saw a picture.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm still very surprised by not only the act of Parker getting said tattoo, but what he got a tattoo of.
And like having me go with him and like,
no, that doesn't surprise me.
No, but like I was there for more. I was there for moral support.
No, I also took my best friend Jesse, who had gotten tattoos before, as my moral support.
Are me and Parker best friends?
Well, he is.
I would say that me and Parker like have. I don't know if you could just hear that if the mic picked up, Lila.
Anyways, you and Parker
have like an interesting bond, I would say.
Yeah, I don't necessarily mean that you and Parker are best friends, but I think that you are probably Parker's closest friend in the city that has a tattoo.
You know, so I'm laughing because I'm literally around the corner from him.
Yeah, right. And so that's why, like, Jesse went with me. I mean, Jesse is my best
friend.
Do
you mean closest friend, like, proximity-wise or, like, literally?
No, I meant of his friends that live here in Chicago that could go with him, who have a tattoo. So somebody who's been through that experience before, I think you are his closest. Maybe none of his Chicago friends have tattoos. And so he wanted somebody... I wanted somebody to go with me that had already had one. Hmm. But the irony was that Jesse was like falling asleep at the tattoo parlor. And I was like, she's pregnant and just not telling me. I knew she was pregnant. But it was like 2 weeks before Christmas. And so I was like, I bet there was another sign also before that. But I was like, I bet she's waiting to go home and tell her family in person over Christmas. And she'll tell me as soon as we get back from the holidays.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. Yeah. We saw them like the day after we got back from Christmas. And she was like, oh, I have a Christmas card for you. And in my head, I'm like, okay. And she handed me an envelope and I opened it and it was an ultrasound. Aww. Yeah, it was so cute. It was so cute. It was like December 20 something. And it was, yeah, it was very cute. So then we found out we were pregnant 2 weeks after that. And I guess I didn't see her in between that, which is weird because I don't think I would have kept that secret from her. Well, maybe it wasn't Super Bowl Sunday. Maybe we were just going over there for something else. And I brought a pack of non-alcoholic beers. And I was like, oh, I brought these. And she goes, oh, that's so sweet. Like, thinking that they were just for her. And I was like, well, they're for me, too. And then she, like, understood what I was saying. Yeah. Aww. It was so cute. It was so sweet. Anyway, I don't know how we got on that topic. Parker got a tattoo.
Parker got a tattoo. Of our cats.
Of the cats.
I'm getting another tattoo.
Of?
So, I've been, like, thinking a lot about how I want to incorporate, like, dad into a tattoo.
Okay. Since you got the butterfly for mom.
Yes. And, like, a couple ideas, like, came to mind. Like, do I want something in his handwriting? Do I want, like, I asked him, like, one time randomly, like, what flower do you think of when you think of me? Like, and I'm like, okay, he said sunflower, but it's, like, I've never, like, really heard that. Like, it's just not worth it. No. So I was thinking, I think I'm going to get the May birth flower, which is the lily of the valley.
Okay.
But I'm going to get like 3 little sprouts off of it. So one of it's me and then one's like mom and dad.
Okay. And both of her parents are born in May also.
Yeah, to explain. Okay. But yeah, I want something flower. You don't really want handwriting. Like, I want flowers. Yeah. So I feel like, and I found one that's, like, really cute. So I think I'm just going to do that and, like, call it a
day. You know what's so funny? I had a dream that I got another tattoo that was a flower for Francis. And that I got it, like, kind of close to my Mima one. But, like, for Francis.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. But it was a dream. I don't know if I actually want to do that.
That's really cute, though.
Yeah, we'll see. Did you have anything else on your list?
No.
Oh, okay. For not recording in 3 weeks, I feel like we kind of sped through. But we have seen each other this week, which is really hard on a regular basis for us to, like, not talk about things with each other and be like, oh, let's save that for the podcast.
Yeah.
And I think after not seeing each other for 2 weeks, it was just like, no, I'm just going to tell you things. And
right.
I'm not actually going to save it. But now we're kind of back into real time. So like this episode was recorded and it will go live. Oh, I know what we can talk about.
Why are you so cold? I'm probably so warm.
You are so warm, but probably just holding this.
Guys, I got a fake tan today. Can you tell?
I know. I thought that I looked so tan because I got an actual tan in Texas, but then I saw Allie and I'm like, I don't. Okay, so I know this was like 3 weeks ago, but we have to talk about the fact about JoJo Siwa. Oh. And the chaos that was Chicago Pride Fest.
Oh yeah, we need to recap Pride.
Well, we need to recap that whole day. It was chaotic.
Oh, we do need to recap that whole day because yeah. I was listening to the podcast today. Yes. From
cute little naive girls.
Wait, I want to start here. I'm listening to the podcast today, right? And I did make a mental note that I wanted to say this, and thank you for reminding me. And we were talking about how, like, oh yeah, like, I can foresee, like, drunk Lakin and Allie, like, going home to see Lila, and then you were like, yeah, then maybe we'll get like some actual food and just like chill out or like whatever.
That's not what happened, y'all.
Lakin and I did not just chill out.
Okay, so first off,
let's start from the beginning.
So we went to Pride and it was insanely hot that day. Like, it is really unfortunate because the next day we wanted to have a pool day and it was like beautiful outside, but not like pool weather. It was like 75 and sunny, and it was like, if only those 2 days could have been flipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like we'd said on the pod, our plan was that Sam would take Lila home for her nap, and it would give us about the right amount of time to get a spot for JoJo. And so that is the plan that we were following. So Sam took Lila home. We went to the bathroom one more time, got fresh drinks, which, by the way, we still have to decide if we're going to edit those videos together. And no? Okay.
Have you seen them?
Are they rough? Okay, never mind. So we venture towards the stage where JoJo is going to be, and it is insane.
Like, so packed, and every 5 seconds, like people pointing, like medic, like, are people okay? Like,
yeah, drink people, some water. Yeah, people were not staying hydrated. Like, they had to take people out a lot. Yeah, so we get to a reasonable spot. It's not a great spot. It's not the worst spot. She doesn't start till like 2:10 or 2:15. Mm-hmm. She sings 4 songs, y'all.
She sings Karma, Boomerang, some song you don't know, and then Karma again. She started and ended with Karma, took a shot of Fireball. Literally didn't even sip it. And like, I was just so disappointed.
Yeah.
And like, it took us probably like 25 minutes
to get out of there.
Walk from where we were with the crowd to where we needed to be. It was just fucking mayhem. It was just not worth it.
Nope.
And then like, at that point I had felt myself like really like taking to the heat, and I was like, oh fuck. Like,
yeah.
I don't do well in the heat. Like, I'm not wearing sunscreen. Like, this is not good. Chugged like
two. Oh, I forgot about that part of the story.
Yeah, chugged like 2 water bottles. Then like, we meet up with Lincoln's friend Brooke, and then we go to like this like restaurant, that like neighborhood restaurant that we go to all the time. And I like sit down, take my belt bag off, and I pull out my phone, and I like just like go on Snapchat or whatever. I have like the worst tan line.
Do you have a good picture of it that we can pop up?
Probably, okay. Yeah. Of like just like the belt bag, and like, I actually got a spray tan the following week for something, and like, the spray tan literally didn't even help. It just like made it worse. It just darkened the areas that were like, yeah. So that was fun. So just like ill all around.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're, you know, sitting there, and you know, the topic of discussion about like going to see Justin Timberlake comes up. And I know we've talked about it in the podcast, but we were always like, oh no, like, we don't want to do too much in one day. Like, it was just not something that we were really like thinking about. Well, you better believe we saw Justin Timberlake that night.
Yep, so we did come home and see Lila, and then Lila went to bed, and we went to see Justin Timberlake, which was a great time. However, it was mostly his new album, which we didn't know.
But Fucking Up the Disco is one of my favorite songs now.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff.
Fucking Up the Disco is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's always Play.
Play, yeah, that was the one I remember really loving. That was one where he like walked through the audience.
It's just like the beat, like I'm like,
yeah,
yes.
It's so fun. So we had a good time. Don't get me wrong, you know, paid a ridiculous amount for drinks at the United Center. It was all fine and dandy. Then we're trying to leave. And
but, like, let me, can I just, like, go back to, like, when we were there?
Oh.
My problem is, like, I was just, like, so, like.
Hot. You were, like, on fire.
I was on fire. I was so drained from the day. And, like, when I drink during the day and then, like, take a break and then go, like, back, like, I'm just, like, mentally not. Yeah. I just, like, was mentally not there. And so, like, I wish I could have enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
Because I was just, like, out of it.
So we had a good time. Very much both ready to be home and in bed, but, like, good day. Chaos, but good. Mm-hmm. And so we leave United Center. The United Center has this great new area to, like, wait for your Uber. We call our Uber. We're waiting for our Uber. And then
once
it just
we found it.
Start, well, that's what I was saying.
Once we found the place to get
the Uber. Oh, yeah, you're right. We struggled to find
the Uber.
We went
out, like,
tent.
A weird back staircase, and it was, like,
yeah. It started to downpour. Absolutely.
Like,
downpour. Yeah, like, drenched. And so we couldn't find our Uber because, like, seeing the license plates
and then, like,
and the
it was
color
like
of
our
the car,
mascara was just, like, running everywhere. And, like, my eyes were burning from that. I'm like, I can't see anything. I'm like, I want to cry.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And then we were soaked and got in the Uber. And then just the traffic to get out of there. Like,
honestly, I was thankful for how long it took to get home because I didn't want to go home being
soaked. Wet, yeah.
But, like, oh, God. That whole day, like 50% awesome, 50% what the fuck.
Yeah, yes. That's a great way to describe it.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
But, anyways.
All right.
Well.
I think it's time to wrap this up. We're going to go hang out for a bit, and then we're going to go to dinner with Mom and see where the weekend goes from there. Oh, I guess you already shared your plans for tomorrow. Lila and I have plans with our mom group.
Oh, yeah, Mom's home.
That's another thing I feel like I always have to recommend. If you are in the Chicagoland area and you are having a baby or you know somebody having a baby, it is called Chicago New Moms Group. And you go to these in-person weekly meetings when your baby is like a brand new little tiny baby. And then you get to meet people whose kids are around the same age as yours. And it is just the absolute best. And so I'm excited, but also sad because the person who's hosting tomorrow is moving to Indiana. Sad face. So she's like hosting before she leaves and I'm kind of sad. But I'm excited to see other people and hang out with the moms and the babies. We haven't hung out since. Have we not hung out since they've gotten really mobile? I'm like kind of nervous. It's gonna be like wrangling.
Chaos.
Yeah, like wrangling all these tiny babies. Yeah.
You're saying babies and not peanuts.
Peanuts. Because just my peanut. It's not peanuts. It's my peanut and babies. Other babies.
Yeah.
Okay. All the things. If you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe. If you are on another platform, 5 stars and a review, we would greatly appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
You know what we should do when we end the thing? If we have anything left, we should chug it.
Is that really a decision you want to make right now?
Yeah, cheers. Yay.
Woo.
Cheers.
Does it look crooked?
It just goes down like water.
Dangerous. Y'all, Lila is just in the back.
Just like screaming.
Wailing. I don't know what she's screaming about.